I am Roberta Schultz. Over its 15-year history, the National Book Festival has become one of the preeminent literary events in the United States. Created in 2001 by Librarian of Congress James H. Billington, at the suggestion of Laura Bush, who had created the Texas Book Festival, this annual celebration brings together thousands of book fans for author talks, panel discussions, book signings, and other activities. The first National Book Festival took place on September the 8th, 2001, with Mrs. Bush presiding as honorary chair, a position she held through 2008. Since 2009, President and Mrs. Obama have served as co-chairs. This year's festival takes place at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center on Saturday, September 5th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. I'd like to mention here that the festival is supported by private donations and corporate sponsors, like the whopping $5 million contributed in 2013 by philanthropist David M. Rubenstein, the same fellow who helped restore the Washington Monument after the D.C. earthquake. As this year's festival also commemorates the 200th anniversary of the Library of Congress's acquisition of Thomas Jefferson's personal library, the theme for this year is Jefferson's quote, "I cannot live without books." Thank goodness Mr. Rubenstein agrees. Authors for the festival are nominated by publishers and appear at various pavilions throughout the center based on genre. A reader can visit pavilions entitled Children, Teens, Picture Books, Biography and Memoir, Contemporary Life, Cooking, Fiction, Graphic Novels, History, International Programs, Mystery, Thrillers, and Science Fiction. I think I would probably hang around that pavilion for a while. Poetry and Prose, Romance Fiction, and Science. There are also a few pavilions reserved for special programs where folks like Tom Brokaw show up, a Festival Artist Pavilion, and even a First Nations of Australia Pavilion. As a student of poetry, I was interested to see that two very important poets, Naomi Shihab Nye and the newly appointed poet laureate Juan Felipe Herrera, are appearing at the Children's Pavilion this year. In a Q&A about his appearance with Robert Casper, director of the library's Poetry and Literature Center, Herrera had this to say about reading to a young audience. "Working with young people, writing for young audiences, is most significant. We need to trade stories with each other. Many speak of alienation, that is, how the new generations are cut off from other generations, and how we have such a fractured society." Herrera will begin his term as poet laureate by reading from his new book of nonfiction, Portraits of Hispanic American Heroes. Also reading at the Children's Pavilion this year is Naomi Shihab Nye, referred to as a wandering poet in her festival bio. Nye is an Arab-American writer of poetry, songs, and novels who spent her childhood in Jerusalem and San Antonio, Texas. Her novels and children's books include Habibi, City Secrets, and her newest work, The Turtle of Oman. Holding down the poetry fort will be Jane Hirschfield, who not only has multiple awards for her collections, but who has also written essays about poetry. As a student, I have found her Nine Gates Entering the Mind of Poetry invaluable in my quest to fully understand the writing of others and in my efforts to sharpen my own craft. Most likely, she will read from her new collection, The Beauty. So, if you get to the nation's capital on September 5th, there will be a world of books for you to explore at the 15th National Book Festival. Find a link to the scheduled authors and programs at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.